The Federal Attorney General George Brandis may have inadvertently given a signal that the government is seriously considering an early election. Senator Brandis says if the Coalition wins this year's poll, the planned public vote on same-sex marriage would be held by the end of the year. But only hours later, the Prime Minister's office refused to confirm that timetable, only saying the plebiscite will be held as soon as possible after the election. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Labor and the Greens say the mixed messages from the Prime Minister and his Attorney General are further reason why the public vote on same-sex marriage should be scrapped. The Greens say the process is unravelling, and the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says it's chaotic.
They need to get their story straight, but most of all, Mr Turnbull should be dropping this wasteful and very divisive plebiscite.
But Malcolm Turnbull is sticking to the policy developed under Tony Abbott's leadership. On Sky News, the Attorney General, George Brandis, seemed very clear on the timing for a plebiscite.
If the Coalition were to be elected, there will be a plebiscite. That plebiscite we plan to hold before the end of this year. In the event there were to be a yes vote in the plebiscite, the government would introduce amendments to the Marriage Act to give effect to it.
He also said he'd expect those amendments to be passed by the end of the year. But when asked to confirm that timetable, a spokeswoman for the Prime Minister's office would only say the vote would be held as soon as possible after the general election, because it would depend on the timing of that poll. Labor's Mark Dreyfus again.
I don't think it's a matter of being cautious. I think it's something that he needs to reflect on and actually let parliamentarians do the job we are meant to do, which is pass laws to legislate.
In a submission to the Senate last year, the Australian Electoral Commission said if it was run like a referendum requiring public funding of the yes and no case, then they'd need 29 weeks to properly prepare. So again, isn't the Prime Minister right to be cautious on the timing?
That alone should tell the Prime Minister, don't go ahead with this. 29 weeks preparation by the Australian Electoral Commission, $160 million, it's a terrible waste of money, and he's only doing it to pander to the right wing of his party. He's carrying forward an Abbott policy.
George Brandis said the bill to set up the vote wouldn't be introduced in this term of Parliament because Labor and the Greens would not support it. Mark Dreyfus says that's right, but he's concerned voters won't know the precise wording of the question before the election.
By contrast, if a Labor government is elected, we will have a bill to create marriage equality in Australia in the Parliament within 100 days of the election. We couldn't be clearer, but who would know what the Coalition's actual position is?
On Sky, the Attorney-General, George Brandis, said there's no secret about the question.
The relevant sections of the Marriage Act, which contain the current definition of marriage inserted during the period of the Howard government, should be amended to reflect the reality that is the case now in most comparable Western and Christian democracies.
But he also said there wasn't the time to debate a plebiscite bill in this Parliament. And that, along with his timetable for the vote, indicates a double dissolution election in early July is still a very live option for the government.
Naomi Woodley with that report.